News release. Aurelia Soldiers, Memorial Hospital Foundation. My name is Amanda Reynolds, and this past April, my 6-year-old daughter, Emma, was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia at just 5 years old. As a mom, nothing prepares you for the moment your child is diagnosed with cancer. It's a fear so overwhelming that even words like terrifying or devastating barely begin to capture the weight of what our family felt in that moment. In an instant, Emma was uprooted from her regular kid life with school and friends, and thrown into this unfamiliar medical world of hospitals, treatments, and all the uncertainties that come with a cancer diagnosis. But it's thanks to the kindness of donors like you and the incredible staff at Aurelia Soldiers Memorial Hospital that we never have to face this challenge alone. We spent about a month in Toronto after Emma received her diagnosis. Then we learned about the satellite program at Soldiers through the Pediatric Oncology Group of Ontario, POGO. The POGO Pediatric Oncology Satellite Clinic at Soldiers provides a wide range of services, including chemotherapy, blood level monitoring and transfusions, follow-up care, consultations, imaging tests, medication administration, as well as fever management. We live in Emmvale, so having care this close to home means the world to our family. It's been a huge weight off our shoulders. In emergencies, like when Emma spikes a fever, it's such a relief to drive just 30 minutes instead of spending hours on the highway, stuck in traffic, especially on icy winter roads or in the middle of the night. But I have to say, what truly sets Soldiers apart is its remarkable staff. Going to a hospital can be scary, but every nurse and staff member we've encountered has been outstanding. I can only describe it as every time a staff member walks through the door, it feels like they're wrapping us in a hug. Like they're quietly saying, "We've got you." It's clear this is more than just a job to them. Their hearts are fully in it and they genuinely care about Emma. Words can't fully express our gratitude for Nurse Amanda, Emma's special name for her, whose professionalism and expertise are matched only by her warmth and compassion. The bond they've built over the past 6 months has been incredible to witness. I think back to the first time Nurse Amanda had to access Emma's port or prick her finger, and how far they've come since then. Now, Emma calmly lets her access her port, chatting and laughing as she picks a finger for the prick and the perfect band-aid. She has a small container with her favorite pillowcase, and every time we arrive for a longer appointment, her pillowcase and blanket are already laid out for her. At the end of the appointment, Emma chooses a toy for herself and her baby brother, Jack, from the treasure box. These little moments make her feel comfortable and at home, which means a lot to a 6-year-old going through so much. Each choice gives her a sense of control, turning scary moments into ones where she feels safe and cared for. Emma still has a long road ahead of her. The entire treatment process takes about 2 years, and she's now in the interim maintenance phase, with less chemotherapy and less intense treatments. If all goes well, she'll move into the maintenance phase around the holidays, and our family can't wait to celebrate Christmas together. Elf on the Shelf will be making his nightly debut very soon, and Emma has already started circling toys for her brother, Jack, in the Amazon catalog. So far, she's only asked for walkie-talkies, so she and Jack can have their own direct line from bedroom to bedroom. Wishing you and your loved ones a happy and healthy holiday season. Amanda and Emma, grateful family and patient of Aurelia Soldiers Memorial Hospital. To make a gift in support of Amanda and Emma, click here.